Now the time is 8:33. David's here with a check on news headlines. Good morning, David.
Thanks, Elaine. Good morning. The headlines: over 10,500 people are on waiting lists for outpatient and inpatient appointments at University Hospital Kerry. The 13-year-old boy who died after his tractor overturned in County Mayo last Saturday will be laid to rest today. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions is calling for a quicker rollout of the national living wage and a €2 increase in the national minimum wage. Meanwhile, tensions are rising between the main coalition parties over the budget. And finally, for now, the Department of Agriculture has issued a status orange forest fire warning for the next 4 days. We'll have news in full at 9. Radio Kerry Sports News. An inquest into the deaths of 51-year-old Mr. Byrne and 62-year-old Mrs. Erickson found they died from accidental drowning as a result of getting caught in a rip current. The inquest, which was held in Listowel last month, also heard that Mr. Byrne's 13-year-old son, Josh, might have also drowned were it not for the actions of another teenage boy who guided him back to shore. It also emerged that the beaches in Ballybunion were short 4 lifeguards on the day of the drowning. Ms. Daly believes that protocols should be put in place to ensure that crowded beaches in the resort always have a sufficient number of lifeguards. She also stressed the need to warn the public about rip currents to ensure that a similar tragedy doesn't happen in the future.
I am not blaming or pointing. This has happened. It's very unfortunate it's happened. All I want is never, ever to have any family or person have to go through what we are suffering. And still suffering, and will always just have to carry this through life with us. I mean, the 37 weeks and 2 days gone, and it's just like yesterday.
Kerry County Council says it won't be commenting on any aspect of the inquest findings until it receives a report from the coroner. David Nelligan, Radio Kerry News. At the Kerry Creative Cluster Carnival, the students showcased their work, and some performed on the day. The pupils shared their thoughts on the project.
My name is Madeline Lynch. I'm in fourth class in Kiltala National School. I moved schools last year to Kiltala National School, and I was told that we were doing a project called Creative Cluster. And a few months ago, we were allowed to pick what genre we'd be doing, and I picked nails. That's because I'm really into makeup and nails and that stuff. We came and we did a practice, I think, last November, and then we came twice more for more practices, and then we came today to do the actual stuff.
And how does it feel to be here today now for the big day? How does it feel?
It's exhilarating, really. I'm slightly nervous, and I think we're just going to be painting other people's nails, explaining the different designs we do, and it's kind of like art, except it's art on nails.
Yeah, of course,
so.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Is it nice to be involved with a lot of other schools as well and to see what they're
yes,
doing?
Yes, it's really lovely to be back with other schools again after COVID, because we all felt really isolated and we couldn't go out and we were stuck in our house for 2 months. And so it's really lovely to go out again and see other schools work together. So I love that.
My name is Sasha. My school is St. John's Parochial School, Ash Street, Tralee. And my class is second class.
Second class. And tell me, what is it you've made here today, if you could describe it?
We made a beach, and we're in the art mural group, and we put some octopuses, boats, seaweed, and tropical trees, clouds, and a sun, and some city things. So when we were doing the murals, we first made some pictures and then colored them in, and then after that, someone wrote Creative Cluster and 2023, and then we just colored that in, and then we made a circle colored in the lines with some colors, and then we put some like dots and some shapes, and yeah.
So and what type of colors did you use on it?
We used all the colors, I think. And then we ran out of yellow.
Oh, you ran out. So what did you do when you ran out of yellow?
We tried to use olive, so we cut open the bottle. Open the bottle.
And did it work?
Yes.
So you'd loads more yellow then?
Yeah.
And did you enjoy being part of the Creative Cluster group?
Yes, I did. Next year, I might want to go to in baking with my friend.
Men can apply to become an escort for this year's festival on roseoftralee.ie until the 5th of May. And the next news here on Radio Kerry is at 5:30.
David, don't leave it till the 5th of May, all right? Just get straight on it right away.
I think I may possibly be outside the age guidelines.
What?
Yeah.
Well, what's the age bracket again?
21 to 31.
31, and you don't make the cut?
I'm no longer eligible for the Kerry Miners or the Roseoftralee Escorts, I'm afraid, yes.
No, right. There's phones hanging up as we speak now. Just about to get the call. Well, look, what if you just shaved? You might be able to.
Possibly. It does take years off me, all right.
And look, you're Radio Kerry now, so surely you'd be able to, you know, get some pulling there. Anyway, look, just don't give up yet. We have a month to sort out a plan and, well, already, just best of luck with it, David.
The dream is alive.
It is alive. Just about alive, but still alive. And that's all that counts.
Today is Black Friday. We've all seen and heard about it, but where did it come from? Well, we just have to look across the Atlantic at our American cousins for the answer. The day falls every year after the American Thanksgiving holiday, and traditionally, retailers there slash their prices and it marks the start of their rush to start the shopping for Christmas. It got the name in the 70s from police in Philadelphia, who used to describe the traffic congestion on the way to the sales as black. And so the term Black Friday was born. And since then, it has exploded to a global sales phenomenon. In Ireland, it's estimated we'll spend more than 26 million euro online today. That's over 18,000 quid a minute. On average, people are planning to spend around 400 euro today, with research from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission finding almost 40% say they're likely to make a purchase, with more than 80% carrying out research before they buy. However, almost two-thirds of people don't trust the sale prices being advertised by retailers. Grainne Griffin is Director of Communications at CCPC, and she outlines what shoppers are in the market for.
Well, electronics are showing up as really popular and also where people are planning on spending the most money. So we know that in general, like, women are more likely than men to shop. But for example, men are more likely to buy electronics and electronics purchasers are more likely to spend more money. And really, laptops, mobile phones and then TVs are the big items.
Meanwhile, Revenue is warning online shoppers of attractively low Black Friday deals. It says the price may not include taxes, which would be due when the product arrives in Ireland. Maureen Dalton is head of Revenue's Southeast Frontier Management Branch, and she's urging caution.
The extra cost that you might be required to pay, it is normal practice.
120 houses, over 400 people accommodated in new housing today, but at the same time, there are still over, I think after say it's 1,600 on the housing waiting list. You mentioned about government funding. Mm. What are the plans in place to, I suppose, expedite the housing situation for those people and to get them housed?
Yeah, indeed. And again, as I said, like, there are challenges when it comes to housing, but there will not be an issue when it comes to resourcing. I think 4.5 billion every year for the next 5 years is significant. The Chief Executive of Kerry County Council, speaking earlier here today, acknowledged that here in the local authority they have very, very ambitious plans when it comes to future developments and they're being progressed. And equally so, I think it's important that we look at all the different mechanisms. Darragh O'Brien as Minister has, you know, brought forward a variety of different measures, whether it's, you know, where people can bring back houses that were used in the past, derelict buildings, and the supports that can be provided there and substantial funding we made available. Looking at other developments, you know, as we have the social housing that we would be able to move also, hopefully going forward here in this county and across the country in terms of affordable housing. You know, so many different strands. I don't think any one single strand will solve the problem. But we're also seeing at present in terms of completions, like the target this year was in and around 24,000 houses. We're reaching that target. It's the single largest completion of houses since 2011. And that says something, you know, we're coming out of COVID and we can say that in terms of the CSO, the single biggest figure of the house completions actually happened in 2022. So notwithstanding that, there are and there remain challenges and there remain difficulties going forward, but government is prepared to put the money and the resources in. And as I say, all of the partners working together will ensure that we will step by step move forward progressively and positively.
Some of the houses have already been allocated and the rest are due to be allocated in the coming weeks. Kerry County Council says the process can take a number number of weeks to complete. But for some, the journey to a new home has been slightly longer, and this was a landmark day.
Oh, just amazing. Like, we're just absolutely thrilled to be, you know, moving to the brand new house and just getting the opportunity, you know, to start our life now again, you know, in the new area. And it's absolutely amazing. The scenery around, you know, the whole estate is just beautiful and breathtaking, really, you know, to be honest. Like, seriously, it's just that good, like, so.
And I suppose 2 weeks out from Christmas, how good is that?
That makes it better now, you know. It's just on time. We just got in there this week. And I'm still messing the house, still just, you know, unpacking the boxes and everything. Like, but look, hopefully the Christmas tree will be up next week, and then we feel that atmosphere now in our new home now. So.
And was it a long wait for you guys on the list? Was this a long time coming?
Yeah, about 10 years we were on the list. Yeah, so we still believe like it will come eventually. So yeah, it was just great.
Was there ever any doubts at any stage when you were?
We were in doubts like constantly. We get it, but not like we you know, out on the list or something like, or that would never come. You know, there were doubts as well. Like, but from the heart, we truly believe, like, you know, it will come eventually. But yeah,
and so a great day for the whole family.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. For the boys too, like, you know, making new friends now. You know, starting new school as well, because we moved from Killarney. We were in Killarney for the past 10 years. So yeah, so it's a new chapter for everyone. You know.
And finally, for now, the ball used in the Hand of God match at the 1986 World Cup went up for auction yesterday. Diego Maradona famously guided the ball with his hand to score for Argentina against England. It was expected to reach upwards of €3 million, but an agreement was made for closer to €2.3 million. The transaction is yet to be completed, according to reports. And the next news here on Radio Kerry is headlines at 4:30.
Thanks very much for that, David. What do you reckon? It's an English person who bought it and is just going to stuff it in the attic. It'll never be spoken about again. Speaking of things that are difficult to figure out, today's daily teaser, what's your guess?
I was thinking mallow.
Mm.
As in mallow the tone, you know.
Well, we'll be revealing the answer. Do you know what? Weirdly, you've kind of got the cart before the horse. Because the answer is a marshmallow, whereas mallow was part of the clue. So there you go. Well done, David. You've got it backwards, but well done. Round of applause for you. By the way, a question for you. Did you pass the NCT?
I did with flying colours, yes.
All right. And what... What did you have in the boot of the car again?
I forgot. We had a Halloween fancy dress here at work, obviously on Halloween.
Yeah.
And I dressed as Father Ted during the over 70s All Priest football game. So I had a pair of fake hands and a jacket. But I actually forgot to take the fake hands out of the boot of the car.
Okay, so a strange tip. If anybody's going for the NCT, leave a pair of fake hands in the back of the car and it might just do the trick. So, well, fair play to you. Doubly good news for you because, that must have been slightly startling. Maybe they just wanted to pass you because they were terrified of it. Right, David, thanks for that. And well done, you got the daily teaser.
That's Knock. That's Christopher. He has all sorts of bits and pieces in there, bits of prayers, and I don't know how that is. But no, I did expect to find a medal of a black Mary from Mauritius, but I think it's that relic-y thing there.
In the 1920s, a Clifford family tradition, now stretching over three generations of our family, was born.
Maury Clifford, Willina Beaufort. My mother loved religion, and there is one of those that came from her sister, Auntie Martha. She was a Loretta nun, and she spent her life out in Mauritius. She's buried there, and then it kind of added friends to itself. I don't know, it's just something inside, and a bit of strong material or leather or something to sew in, but I'm not going to open it. This particular medlar was supposed to be for childbirth. That's why that started. She had a miscarriage, I think it was after that this came. I have a feeling. It was down the line a bit. We were 11 of us, alive, still are, just about. So, oh, mother in her faith, she believed firmly in them, and she was given to people, and it became a thing.
The medals were passed on to my grandmother's children and their families to have with them when giving birth, with my own mother having him in hospital the day of my own birth, and they continue to be passed around the family to this day.
Haphazard, really. The first one, as I said, my aunt, you know, sent it. And she had faith in that, and she put a few more she liked with it. There it is. I'm 80 plus, but I'm not going to get rid of him. That depends on others and the next generations. I'll tidy him up now and put him back in their bag.
The medals have travelled all over the world, being used by family in Australia and America, as well as all across Ireland.
Hello, my name is Anya McCann, and I am the most recent user of the medals. They are a family heirloom that my mother would always talk about. They've been passed on amongst cousins, my mother, all her sisters use them. They're part of the successful births of three generations of, well, Clifford women, and they're a symbol of all the generations of women who've given birth over the years in our family. And they're just a family heirloom. And I had COVID during my pregnancy, so they were monitoring me. I had my baby in Belfast. My waters broke 2 weeks early and things happened very, very quickly. There was a series of unfortunate events that kicked off when my waters broke. I almost gave birth in the flat. Next thing, the car kicked off and there was an electrical fault. The doors started beeping on and off again, and you basically, you should probably bring it straight to a mechanic. But the baby was on the way. If we didn't get to hospital, I would have had it in the car. But luckily, the medals were with me the whole way, got me to the hospital. I got there, I was fully dilated, the baby was coming straight out. It turned out I was too late to get any medication whatsoever. So I ended up with gas and air, a cup of tea and the medals. And I tell you, I was glad to have the medals at that point, because would have probably preferred an epidural. It was good to know that I had this symbol, and that, like, childbirth is just something natural that happens, and many women have done it before me, and knowing that there's this thing that had been in the room or been in the vicinity of all of generations and generations of my family helped me mentally prepare for just something that your body does.
Now, chillax there. Oh, you're okay, sweetheart.
And my lovely baby boy was born, and yeah, so they work. And I'm about to pass them on to my sister-in-law.
Oh, big stretch.